Coffee ready yet?
Here you go. For the last time.
Hey, what do you mean last time? Are we running out of coffee?
No, you're running out of me. It's a New Year's resolution. I'm not going to make any coffee in 1976.
Oh, man, that's ridiculous. You always make the coffee. It's practically a tradition.
I don't care. I am fed up to hear with remarks like, hey, you wash your socks in the coffee. Hey, Nick, you might be a cop, but your coffee is a crime. You make it for a couple of years and see how you like it.
Hey, man, I can't make coffee. I mean, I might fashion a little beef bourguignon, open a couple of bottles of wine, and I don't even fool with coffee.
I don't care. It's 9:15. That's probably my last pot.
Hey.
Hi, Woods.
Boy, is it getting jammed up out there, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah. Happy New Year, guys.
Man, you're not going to be doing that all night, are you?
Hey, I'm just trying to keep you in a good mood, you know? I mean, just because we got to work New Year's Eve is no reason we got to be miserable.
No, we don't have to. It's just a thought. Okay, Mr. Jackson, you want to stand right here, please?
Careful with my hands. My fingers are my life.
Pianist?
Pickpocket.
You want to see right over there, Mr. Jackson? Right there.
Good evening, gentlemen. Happy New Year to you all.
Happy New Year, Barn.
Lovely, Wojo. I didn't know you play one of those things.
Just trying to keep everybody in a good mood.
He's doing a wonderful job.
Where's Fish?
Oh, he's coming right behind me, Barney. Bringing in the victim of this pocket picker.
First customer of the evening. Yeah. Maybe you ought to give him a prize.
It's a shame you had to get me so early. New Year's Eve is my best night of the year.
Ours too.
It's getting tougher to make a buck in this city. We don't get the World Series anymore. All the good fights are coming from Africa.
Yeah, you should do better with the bicentennial. And don't forget, the Democratic Convention is coming up.
Well, that's all on the come. What do I do in the meantime?
Okay, I'll take your sobriety test. And what's more, I ain't gonna pass it.
Someone get this man a cup of coffee.
Yeah, we still got time.
Good coffee tonight, Nick.
You're too late.
Look, just because I'm bombed, that don't mean that I don't know the second I become rod.
This is our victim. This is Michael D. Crowley, Barney. Mr. Crowley is in the construction business.
You prepared to sign a complaint?
You bet I am. I'm also prepared to knock his nose right through his head.
Violence. As if that were the answer.
No values, Mr. Jackson. I mean, look around you. No values.
Here you go.
What's in it? Don't we wish we knew?
See?
Mr. Crowley is to remain here until he's sober enough to sign that complaint.
That could mean February.
Well, first thing, hold your heart. Happy New Year. Okay, sit tight, we'll be there. Hey, Barn?
The clerk's over at Chrysler's drugstore. They're holding the shoplifter.
All right. Nick, go with him.
Well, Priest and Fish. Where? The Mercantile Building? What floor is he on? The 15th? Yeah, that could kill him, I guess. Did you tell him that suicide was not the answer and he's got a lot to live for and all that malarkey? He didn't buy it. So what does he want? A piece of what? Oh, just plain peace. I'll see if you can get a net under him, and we'll get someone over. Barney, there's a wacko on a ledge on the Mercantile Building who says he's going to jump unless there's peace in the Mideast before midnight.
The man's in a lot of trouble.
Somebody ought to check it out, I guess.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wish he'd have picked an easier spot, like Spain or Canada.
12th Precinct, Captain Miller speaking. I beg your pardon? No, it is not against the law between consenting adults. If it's... Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you know, you got very light fingers, Mr. Jackson. You almost couldn't read your prints.
Thank you. You guys got any aspirin?
Chano, could you look in Fish's desk there for some aspirin, please?
Oh, sure. What kind would you like? We got pills, we got time capsules, chewing gum, liquid.
You pick it. I'm in no condition to make a decision.
Yeah, well, how about time capsules, in case you got future plans?
Yeah. Which way is the back?
How'd it go?
We got a priest up there talking to him, but he wants to talk to Kissinger. Should I take a message?
Did it do any good?
He gave me until midnight to get the Israelis off the Golan Heights.
Well, you're good, Fish, but I don't know.
He said he can't face a new year with the threat of nuclear confrontation between us and Russia.
And I would say he was crazy. Now I'm not so sure.
He was very persuasive, Bonnie. For a moment there, I was thinking of jumping with him.
Did what you could.
I haven't tried Kissinger.
Are you serious?
What have I got to lose?
Do you have any idea where he is?
Somebody ought to know.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Fish. Happy New Year.
I thought you were going to ring in the new with Bernice.
Oh, I am. And I promise I'll be off the streets by midnight. But I wanted you all to know that you are not forgotten. So I brought you hors d'oeuvre and cookies and fruit and hats.
Oh, beautiful. Now, we all get hats. Wojo only got a horn.
Besides, I wanted to see you first.
Huh?
Have a little time to fool around in your office?
What did you have in mind?
How much time do you have?
A couple of minutes.
Oh, well. It's a good long handshake, isn't it?
Don't cry. All that?
That's Ms. Rodriguez. She's the shoplifting suspect from Chrysler's drugstore.
Wow, man, is she ripe.
Yeah, it's got me real worried. Is there any coffee left?
No, you'll have to get Barney to make you some.
Happy New Year.
You're 1 hour, 8 minutes, and about 32 seconds early.
Want me to come back a little later?
I'd rather you didn't. Life is tough enough as it is around here.
It's your last chance for a little scandal in 1975.
Are you trying to ruin my reputation?
No, I'm trying to give you one. Oh, no. Here's a little something to brighten up the old 1-2 at midnight.
Better be a lamp. Because we're still on duty.
Oh, it's just champagne, Barney. I think you deserve
a
little
sip.
I'm
sorry. I appreciate the thought, but rules are rules.
It's only 12% alcohol. You'll still be upholding 88% of the law. Curses the feds.
Yeah, I don't know you. Come in.
Excuse me.
Barney, we got a problem.
What's it?
Well, that shoplifter we brought in, she's pregnant.
Oh.
Listen, make her as comfortable as possible, will you?
No, Barn. I mean, she's really pregnant. I think she could have a kid right there on my desk.
You mean she's in labor?
I don't know, but I think it's too late for that.
Ask her if she's had a baby before.
Would that thing do me, Juan?
No, no.
Barney, I think we should get her into your office. She looks very faint to me.
No.
We're trying to make her more comfortable.
Solamente queremos que esté más cómoda.
No, no se puede.
What'd she say?
She says it's impossible.
We're going to try anyway.
Vamos a tratar, señora.
Tell her to breathe very rapidly through her mouth, like this.
Que respire por la boca rápidamente, así.
Well, this is my wife, and she's already had two children of her own.
Es la esposa del capitán. Ya ha tenido dos hijos ella.
Aquí?
They won't get here till 12:30, man.
Oh, wow. Huh. Wouldn't it be funny if the baby was born right at the stroke of midnight?
Inconvenient, yes. Funny, yeah.
Hey, Barney. There are 12 obstetricians in a 15-block area. 8 of them are either out of town or out on calls.
Isn't that weird? Kissinger isn't in either.
I left messages on all the other exchanges.
You better look into paramedics.
What, is she that close?
She's close enough for me.
I'll keep trying.
Yeah, let me help you.
How are you doing?
The State Department suggested that maybe someone from the Israeli consulate here explain to the wacko about the Golan Heights. And if there are any promises made, to be sure to let them know immediately.
Well, Mr. Crowley, you want to sign this stuff?
What is it?
Complaint forms charging Mr. Jackson here with third-degree grand larceny.
Oh, I don't sign nothing until I read it.
Take your time.
Hey, read this for me, will you? I can't see without my glasses.
Two standard felony complaint 155-34. It ought to get me about 1 to 5. With good behavior, I ought to be back on the streets in 77. A little more resentful towards society. With a little less faith in the capacity of human beings to forgive.
Hey, wait a minute. I didn't steal your wallet, you stole mine.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
The Lord's got nothing to do with this. The Lord didn't walk into that bar and steal my wallet.
Listen, you got a chance here to teach a person a great moral lesson. You don't want it? Get lost.
She's okay. She's a little embarrassed. She's never been arrested before. What'd she take anyway?
Some baby stuff. You know, diapers, talcum powder, baby oil.
Hey, is that all it is? I mean, I'll pay for it myself.
We offer to. They want to make a federal case out of it.
All right, I'll call them up in the morning.
Barney, there's no answer at the consulate, and the United Nations number is no longer in service at the present time. So I'm going to go back to the mercantile building. I only got 20 minutes.
What are you going to tell him?
I'm going to lie to him. I'm going to tell him that Israel is moving off the Golan Heights.
What if he doesn't believe you?
Well, I'm afraid we won't be seeing much of each other anymore.
Barney, she's in labor.
You sure?
Take my word for it.
Well, you ought to know.
Barney, just a minute. I got one. It's a Dr. Richard Zimmerman. He's at Herkimer General.
Dr. Zimmerman. Yes, now, we have a pregnant lady here who apparently is in labor.
She is very definitely in labor.
Who is very definitely in labor. Well, the way the streets are jammed up, we couldn't get an ambulance through or a doctor. No, she's never had a child before.
Oh, I can't leave her alone. Barney, tell him I've timed her contractions and they're coming 2 minutes apart.
Her contractions are coming 2 minutes apart. I see. We're going to have a baby. Yes, we're police officers, but we've had just a certain amount of emergency medical training, you know, not... okay, Pat. Pat, hold on. Right, shoot. Okay, water first, right. Second stage, cervical dilation, right. Bearing down pain, yes, I remember. Yes, I remember. Yes. Okay, try to keep as clean as possible. Tie the cord. Cut the cord. The baby warm. And pat his feet. Pat his feet, what for? Oh, to stimulate crying. Pat the feet now, huh? Yes, right. Right, thank you very much. Okay? There it is.
Yeah. Sounds reasonable enough.
Well, I mean, the doctor's going to be here in 40 minutes.
Oh, just in time for his cigar, huh?
God.
Barney, the baby is coming.
Oh.
Nick, boil some water.
Yeah. As long as I don't have to put any coffee in it.
Harris, sheets, shirts, blankets, anything you can
coming
find
up,
in the storeroom. Chani, you better get back in there and keep communication lines open.
Right.
Roger, do we have any really strong soap?
Just regular stuff.
All right, then see whatever kind of first aid equipment you can find.
Yeah, Barn?
Have you ever delivered a baby before?
Not yet.
It can be kind of tricky, you know? Like, what if it's a breach? Or...
Look, don't give me any problems I don't have yet.
Yeah, Barn, I just think I should do it. And once before in Vietnam, I delivered one.
By yourself?
Yeah, well, practically. I mean, there was this medic there, but he was all hurt. I did it myself, you know?
What do you know? There is a doctor in the house.
You don't have to live like this. Why don't you do something else?
I'm not a very capable person. I'm just trying to hang in there. So sign it and put me away. Take your pound of flesh.
I don't want no pound of flesh.
Then take my wallet. We'll be even.
Let's hold it down. Have a little respect. We're having a baby in here.
Where the hell are we?
Oh, it won't be long now.
How's Roger doing?
Oh, he's doing great. You'd be so proud of him.
Don't surprise me. Once he took a splinter out of my finger.
Hurry up. She wants you with her. The baby's going to come here in a minute.
I'm coming.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
12th Precinct, Harris. Yeah, well, if you snap it up a little bit, maybe you'll make it in time for the christening. Bellevue. They finally got an ambulance loose. They said they'll send one over in a few minutes.
Oh, big deal.
Listen, they make it, they make it. If not, we got it locked, right?
From your mouth to his ear.
What happens if I don't sign this?
Huh? What, sign what?
The complaint against him.
Why wouldn't you sign it? The man stole your wallet.
I just don't need the aggravation. You want him in jail, you put him in jail.
It's not up to me, Mr. Crowley. It's up to you and a judge.
And you and the judge, you work it out between you, you know? I got too many problems.
Nick, give Mr. Crowley back his evidence. Harris, turn him loose.
Now, all right.
You got a break tonight, Jackson. You might not be so lucky next time.
Hey, I appreciate it. And I made a New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Next year, I'm gonna work a different precinct.
Promises.
Hey, Happy New Year, buddy. See you around.
Did you hear something?
It didn't sound like anybody did, huh?
Boy.
Huh? It's a magnificent boy!
Hey!
Congratulations.
Somebody gonna have a baby in here.
Get in there. You're in the right place with the wrong tense. The baby's already here. Come on, take
him. Oh, Barney, Barney. Beautiful. And he's perfect. From the top of his head to the tip of his toes. Oh,
yeah, the kid ain't that bad either.
Congratulations.
And according to my calculations, let's see, it was about allowing 15 seconds for hooping and hollering. It was about 2 minutes after 12. Agreed?
Right, right. How'd you do?
You win one, you lose one.
I'm sorry.
There's the baby.
It's got hair.
Channel.
Sí, Elena.
Ay, mire, dígale por favor a todos que muchas gracias por ayudarme y que yo quiero darle el nombre del señor ese al nene.
Oh. She would like to thank us all and she would like to name the baby after you.
¿Cómo se llama?
Wojciechowicz.
Wojciechowicz. Just spell it just like it sounds. Wojciechowicz.
Sí.
Adiós.
Gracias.
Good night.
Bye. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Tell her Stan's all right.
Boy, what a New Year's Eve. The rest of the year's got to be downhill.
Well, it'll be a cinch. Taxes ain't due until April.
Okay, I'm buying everybody breakfast. Come on, let's go, Wojo.
I don't think I could eat an egg.
Fish, come on.
Here I with you. Bernice, it's not bad luck if you don't kiss your wife on the stroke of midnight. Yes, I know we did it last year.
Daily News. This is Detective Sergeant Harris of the 12th Precinct. I'm very proud to report that the first baby of 1976 was born right here in this squad room. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it was 1202. What do you mean, third?
Story of my life.